local. We're now joined on the Black Horse Pub postgame show by Mob head coach Tom Kekka. And Tom, an 8-2 win on Erin's birthday. Was that a birthday present for her?
Birthday present. I'm fortunate that I think that she loves me. Whether we win or lose, I'm still safe. But I brought the boys dug deep for me today, and I got her flowers and a couple stuffed animals, and a W was just icing on the cake.
A great team effort tonight, Tom. First period, it's scoreless, but I felt you guys played a really strong period there and carried some of the play. Had a couple good opportunities on the power play, and then you guys, you mentioned the offense had dried up a little bit. It certainly exploded in the final 40.
Yeah, I thought in the first period, really the only great scoring chances we had were on the power play, and while territorially we controlled the majority of the play, I don't think we did a great job of moving the puck and moving our feet and busting some seams. I thought actually the best line was Verstraete's line, and they caused two power plays for us, for the other guys to get going. So we addressed that in the first intermission. We thought that we needed to be better. And I think overall right now, the taste in my mouth is the fact I thought that we were extremely physical, thought we finished a lot of hits, we created a lot of turnovers. That's the type of team you're going to have to be if you want to come out of the North Division. So full credit to the players. I mean, when it's 2-0, we talk about having that shark mentality where you can feel the blood in the water. You got to go after them. We're able to score, late in the second period, to go up 4, and then, not to sit back. We get 2, and then unfortunately we have a 2-minute lull there where we make a couple weak plays on the wall. One was a middle drive that we just didn't pick a guy up. So as a coach, you can't help but not like that. But overall, when you can score 8 goals, I mean, that's always a good thing. What I'm hoping is that our goals didn't dry up, because I'd like to get 8 on Saturday for the Frisbee toss. I know that TJ Campbell, a former Oil Baron, and Sheldon Germain, a longtime counselor in town, have done a phenomenal job with the soup kitchen and the Fellowship Baptist Church. So please, I feel bad. I don't even know how, but if people could donate and sponsor goals, and we'll do our best to get as many goals as we can, because it goes for a very worthwhile cause. So kudos to those guys, and hopefully we can raise as much money as we possibly can for the soup kitchen.
Coach, we talk about how it was a really strong start, a very quick one, and one of the things that I felt in that first 5 minutes was your team was coming at them in waves, and it didn't seem to matter if it was the top line or the fourth line. It was just next man up, got out on the ice, and kept that pressure up in the offensive zone. Your depth was really on display tonight.
Well, with the acquisitions that we made at the trade deadline, we felt that that's an area that we were good at, but now we're extremely good at, and now it's a fight in practice, literally, to get into the lineup. And if you want to be in the lineup, you play well. So, 8-2, it's going to be kind of tough to take guys out. But it is. When you can just roll one line after another and not care about matchups. I mean, Bonneville was a little short staff. So, you can't take anything for granted. A couple weeks ago when they came in here, they were short staff, and I felt that we had a good first period. But then we just sort of laid off. So you're worried about that. But credit to our players. We continued to go. And the one thing we mentioned in our pre-scout meeting before the game is, we said, when I don't have to yell from the bench to get there, and it's just a mindset, I mean, that's when we know we've done our job as coaches. So when it's just instinct to get at pucks, we talk about every puck being a live puck, which means every puck potentially we can make a play on. You might not get there first, but finish your check, move the puck, move your feet, create space for somebody, and I think that we have the potential to be a very good hockey team.
Tom, I wanted to ask, when Shane came to the Oil Barons 3 seasons ago, did you look at him and see this is a potential leader of this hockey club and a potential guy that can chip in offensively, a career high now, 18
No.
goals, he's got 40-plus points.
No.
What a season he's had.
No. I looked at a guy that said, oh, man, sometimes you wonder if he could probably get there quicker in snowshoes. But Shane is one of those guys that immediately garners respect in the room. He's just got that aura around him, and he's a guy that is a poster boy for our team. He works hard. He's very active in the community. He's not necessarily the biggest rah-rah guy, but you just have to admire him for his work ethic, and he gives you everything that you possibly can. And I know that the best part of this year for me, and Shane's getting rewarded offensively for the work that he's put in, but he's starting to get some NCAA interest, and schools are calling and saying, I watch your game tapes, and number 20 just seems to be everywhere. And while he's not going to win a ton of races, that when you're going into a battle with Shane, you better bring your A game, because he's not going to take no for an answer. And I think that he's worked so hard on his skating. He's worked on his face-offs. He does everything for us. and he's the ultimate captain. And, you know, I think that he learned a lot last year from Brandon Ralph, and I don't think we missed a beat, you know, naming him our captain this year. He's the heart and soul of our team, and you know, when he plays well, you know, everybody else sort of, you know, follows. So, you know, it's great for him to get. I mean, it's a tough night when you're you get a hat trick and you don't even get named the game star. So I don't know who was picking that.
I don't know
whether Roach's billets were. I don't care whether Roach had 5 points or not. You get a hat trick. In my books, you should be the game star.
A guy who's still looking for that first hat trick, which amazes me, is Will Connolly. Has his 9th two-goal game and also still has yet to find the back of the net on the power play for a leading goal scorer, Tom. Is that something that surprises you?
No, actually, he's got 3 on the power play.
He got three
last weekend. So that was a stat that, you know, Will and I, in a meeting we had together last week before the weekend, we said, for all the power play time that you get, you don't have any power play goals. And he scored 2 last weekend in Bonnyville. You know, so I mean, Will is just such a dynamic player, and that first goal there, they just lost track of him, and him coming down the wing for him to snipe short side, you know, that's a textbook Will type of goal. But you know, we're trying to get the chemistry on all of our lines. They've been together for a while. Him and Fraze have played together all year, and you're trying to put the right guy on the left side, somebody that'll complement, you know, Shane's work ethic and Will's speed, and you know, Ozzie's done a great job for us there.
Coy gets his first goal as an Oil Baron, and I saw him throw the monkey off his back. I know he was a player that maybe was frustrated a little bit that the points were coming, but I think he's been a great addition to this team.
Well, he has, and I think the biggest challenge for Coy is the fact that when you're in a different organization, and again, no disrespect, he's the go-to guy. He's got to do everything. And now here, when you get put in a role where you don't need to be that guy, you know, what it allows us to do really when we come down the stretch is, because we're so deep up front, we can free up guys to play against another team's third D pairing. And so you've got some explosive guys on our, you know, on our bench. So, you know, I like the matchup situation for us as we hit the home stretch. But, you know, there was an opportunity there where he cut across in the slot early in the third period and he looked for a backdoor pass. I just said, listen, man, just shoot the puck. And he says, yeah, you know. So then, you know, he listens and there you go. Comes down the wing and he shoots. And I think that he's got that potential where once he gets one goal, now they're going to come in bunches. You know, he's been a consistent point producer in the Alberta Junior Hockey League. He plays hard. Like I said, he's brought a lot more to our team than what even I imagined when we made the acquisition. He's playing center, which is not necessarily his first choice for position. But you really got to like that line with Leesburg and Roisey and Prevo. I mean, that's a scary third line that we have right now.
And just to touch on that line, Tom, when you go back and you talk about the chemistry that Conley and Fraser have, that line seems to have developed some chemistry very quick together. And he didn't have a super flashy game, but I really liked what I saw to Leesburg out there. I thought he was very physically engaged, and I thought he was hard on the puck.
You know, Lees is a guy that came this year, and we had conversations in the offseason in the summertime, and he wanted to be a guy, and I think he's still fighting the consistency, you know, for a little bit. He was with Hamley and Morrison for a big part of it. But, you know, when you're 6'2", 190 pounds like Lees is, and speed to burn, you still have to bring that physical element. We thought that as a coaching staff, that's one area that he needed to shore up in order to warrant getting more ice time. So he was a guy that we bumped down in practice. Sometimes as a coach, you do that just to see how players are going to respond. You know, when you bump a guy down, he's got two options. One, he can sulk and complain and blame everybody else. Or you can look in the mirror and say, you know what, if I want more ice time, I got to play harder. And I thought on the weekend that we had last weekend, while he played with Verstraete and Tommy in Friday, and you know, we put him in situations like that, he played extremely hard. And he warrants going back up there. We put, you know, when Roisey came in the lineup, we liked him. The makings of that line, and Lees was great on forecheck, and he's finishing hits, and you know, he made a play in the third period. It's going to go unnoticed where his guy made a play on the puck, but he finished the hit, so his player couldn't make a play, and the puck actually came around again, and his player was down on the ice, so he can't make a play on it. And that's what we tell our players. Not every time you finish a check, you know, it has to be snot bubbles or knock the guy, you know, through the glass. It's about eliminating him from the play so he can't make that second or third play on puck, and I thought he was, you know, real good for us tonight.
Tom, a big 8-2 win on Aaron's birthday. Congratulations to you, and best of luck this weekend
again,
against Grand Prairie.
Once again, you know, it's a big weekend for us with Grand Prairie. Saturday night is the soup kitchen, so please, does anybody know how we guys can pledge?
I think you just do it at the rink.
Just at the rink?
Okay. Or call the
I know
box,
Sheldon, hopefully
call the
Sheldon's
box
listening. He's going, yeah, you donkey cacka, you can't.
You can always call the box office.
Call the box office,
you can always
please,
that way.
And we'll help you out. But every dollar matters, and as we said, it's for the soup kitchen. It's a great cause, and mm-hmm. TJ being a stalwart player, and when he played for us here and is a local, we want to help them out as much as we can.
Thanks a lot, Tom.
Thank you.
Canadian Tire Oil Barons Hockey
on Country 93.3.